Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
I have missed y'all so much, and more than that, I have missed spilling the tea with y'all.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and get started. Another actress graces the cover of the magazine Naked.
All right.
We'll tell you who coming up soon, and we've got yesterday's winner of Gary's Sexy Secret Word of the Day contest and another chance for you to win $500. But first, Beyonce proves once again that she runs the world.
Girl. What does she do this time?
Well, it's being reported that Beyonce wants to buy a stake in the Houston Rockets, y'all.
Yes, girl.
Ooh, yes, baby, for the Rockets.
Ooh. Okay, yes. Big time, real business.
That's a pretty smart business move on her behalf, though.
Yes, it is.
I think she should do it because just in case if Jay-Z decides to leave her, at least she have her a nice stake.
Why?
Nice own, and she have her, you know.
Forever. Got the money forever.
That's why you got to go there and try to jinx them and say if Jay-Z leave her? Why can't she just be a boss bitch and want to own her own team?
Go ahead, Queen Bey.
Congratulations, B.
Do that.
Okay, y'all, watch out, Oprah and Gayle. There's a new dynamic duo taking over. Ooh. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling and former Daily Show correspondent Jessica Williams.
Mm. That's an interesting pairing.
Isn't that weird, kind of?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, well, anyway, you guys, the two met over Twitter 4 years ago when J.K. Rowling DM'd Jessica to tell her she was a fan of her work on The Daily Show, and they've been besties ever since. They even share a birthday and decided to celebrate it together Monday night with cakes and tiaras.
That's cute.
Isn't that cute?
I love this. See, you don't only meet guys online. You can meet friends.
Yeah.
So out of everybody you guys share birthdays with, who would you want to celebrate a birthday with?
I have to say that when I found out that Meryl Streep and I share the same birthday, I was super excited.
Like, Meryl Streep looks like the type that could definitely hold some liquor and she could drink. I think you guys are getting along fine.
I was just about to say that. Maybe just sit around and just talk at the TV, do clapbacks, watching movies on Netflix, and just drink together. Yeah.
I would probably hang out with Ernie Hudson because we share the same birthday. And, like, he's dope. He's the first black Ghostbuster. He was also the only black Ghostbuster before Leslie Jones. And he just seems like a cool dude. So I would party with him. Maybe we can go hunt real ghosts.
Oh.
I think I would like to be friends with Gary Busey.
He is crazy. Do y'all share the same birthday?
Yeah, he has a lot in common. I mean, we have
crazy.
The same
He's
name.
Your crazy side.
Yeah, exactly. And we share the same name. Hey, everybody, it's time for
What the Fashion?
And Andre 3000, y'all, has a style that will forever be incomparable to anyone in hip-hop. And in a recent interview, we found out, y'all, who inspires his fashion. Guess who?
Who?
Old people and children.
Ooh.
And why is that?
Why children?
But he said in a recent interview with Complex, Andre said that he loves going to Chinatown in New York because, quote, I've been really inspired by old people there because there's a certain comfort in the things they wear. I was telling Young Thug this. You can get style from children and old people because they don't give a f-.
You know, there are some parents who let their kids be creative, and if you want to be Superman today.
Yeah.
Whatever
you
want to dress up as, little princess, dress up as it in public. And that's how he does. I feel like he plays dress up.
Yeah. Now, I think it's more important to dress for high fashion.
That's because you're a man saying
that. That ain't high fashion now, what you got on.
Yeah, well, girl, now, we're not talking about high fashion. Now. Well, Brad, of course, you wouldn't agree. But,
you can eat Gary, when it's time for me to turn it up, baby, when it's time for me to get glammed, I will throw on those heels and that dress and shawam these people, honey.
Not shawam them.
Yes, all right,
yes, I will. Shawam. You better check the records. When I do feel like it, it's everything.
Oh.
Get shawammed.
Oh, get shawammed.
Shawam wow.
Boss, shawam.
We got a winner from our
Gary's Sexy Secret Word of the Day contest.
Now, y'all, yesterday's word was kiss, and thousands of you played, but the winner from Tuesday is Marissa Hess.
Hey!
Congratulations, Marissa.
You're rolling in dough.
Let me get a loan, girl.
No doubt. So if you want a chance to win $500 today, here's a reminder how you play. Several mini Garys will appear throughout the episode, each holding a different letter each time. So make sure you pay attention and write down a letter, because at the end of the episode, you're going to have Gary's secret sexy word of the day. So once you know what it is, go over to dishnation.com/Gary's sexy word contest to enter your word for a chance to win $500. Today's winner will be announced tomorrow along with another word, so you got to tune in every day this week and make sure you don't miss it. So get your pens and pencils ready, because here's your first letter.
You trying to show your ring?
All right, let's bounce this party over to the West Coast. Now, Eric, I can see sweat accumulating on your face. What's going on with Sofia Vergara and some magazine cover?
Uh-oh.
Well, I will tell you, Headcrack, I have had many great days in my life. The birth of my daughter, my marriage to my wife, but this might be the greatest day of my entire life. Sofia Vergara is naked on the cover of Women's Health magazine.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Look
praise the Lord
at that.
Oh.
You know, I got some wood she could sit on.
Jeez.
Oh, she looks so amazing. This is something I've been dreaming about for years.
How does she get better and better and better every year?
Well, they did ask her, because it's Women's Health, they have to ask her how she got that body. And she says, Heidi, you're going to love this.
Okay, please let it be something that I could do and potentially look like her.
She hates working out.
Okay.
But she does do it 3 or 4 times a week with a personal trainer.
Oh, there's that. That's how you're different.
That's the one way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Does she eat whatever she wants to and all that stuff?
Well, she says that she can't actually get super fit, and she knows that, and she says it's because of her large chest.
She doesn't think this is super fit?
Well, she means, you know, the ripped, the, you know, she can't get the hard body.
Oh, she's
always going
feminine.
To be fit and soft, which is perfection.
Right.
Well, she calls it athletic. If you read the article, it says, quote, I wish I could be a little more athletic, but when you're born with these gigantic boobs, I've had them since I was 13, that would take too much effort.
Well, yeah, she would constantly have black eyes. I mean, black eyes. She can't be going out for a jog with those.
Oh, no. Yes, she can.
No.
Please. That'd be the next thing. That'll be the next greatest day of my life. Sofia Vergara goes jogging.
That's here's it. The thing. I'm looking for, like, the one flaw. Because yesterday on the show, we talked about, you know, Drew Barrymore's eyebrows and how Jessica Simpson didn't shave her legs, and that's the new thing. But she doesn't have a flaw.
There's
to
nothing.
Take a picture. I was like, maybe she's got a weird toe. No. Maybe she's got flat feet. No.
Yeah.
Ugh. She's perfection.
There's just nothing wrong with her. And it's sickening.
How long would it take for you to get prepared to do a cover like this for Women's Health magazine? Would it be 2028 issue when LA gets the Olympics?
Right, I was going to say, what year is it now? 2017? Yeah, I'm going to need at least 10. At least 10 years.
We're going to need a bigger piece of wood.
Well, I may just have you beat, Eric, because today is a very good day for you ladies and maybe some of you guys watching, because Ryan Reynolds is totally naked on the cover of Men's Health.
What? No.
All right, I'm just kidding. He's actually pretty fully clothed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, looking good, though, looking muscular, but that's not really what caught my attention. Him and how he gets in shape, don't care about that. But what I do love is that on the cover there, it says Ryan Reynolds Smart Ass Secrets. And in the article, he talked about one tip to being a smartass, and the one that I really, really loved. And it was to, if you're going to curse, curse creatively. For instance, don't say, wow, this party is really say, this party is a total symphony.
I guess.
See, do you see? It's a good thing he's real good looking. Could you imagine you're at somewhere and some guy walks in and he's like, yeah, this party's real
Yeah, well, it's probably your party. That's why you're upset. I would think he's hilarious because it was your party. If he just walked in, I'd be like, oh my God, I know.
Here's what I like about you. I know it's going to be tough to even do this on the air, but what I like about how you curse, because you do kind of follow Ryan Reynolds' advice, because you take a cuss word and you put it in the middle of an existing word.
Oh, you creatively insert it into things. That's how you're creative with your cursing.
Yeah, my cursing becomes syllables inside of other words.
Right.
Hey, don't go away. I'll guarantee you're going to be shocked as when you find out what A-lister is now a cougar. I'm talking 18-year age gap. Holy
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Y'all, it's time for a very special
Smash Alert.
As we all know, honey, I have a very special place in my heart, honey, for Miss Celine Dion, y'all. Her outfits, honey, this year have been legendary, but her latest accessories is not a bag, honey, or a hat. Guess what it is?
What?
It's a man.
Whoa.
Yes.
About time.
Now, they're saying that Celine has been snapped out in Paris, France, y'all, honey, linking arms with a 32-year-old backup dancer, honey. His name is Pebby Munoz, honey. Pebby is nearly 18 years younger than Celine.
I love this accessory.
Come through, cougar.
Now, I'm going to just be honest with y'all here.
What?
Backup dancers back then maybe are not the backup dancers today.
So what you saying? What's the difference?
So what you saying? Because Britney Spears. Don't make me run down a list, Britney Spears. We got a lot of people that's done that, honey.
J-Lo.
But backup dancers just weren't really the most masculine, man.
There's a little zesty back in the day.
Yeah, thank you, Head Crack.
Now, that's true, but guess what? J-Lo broke that because she married one of them, didn't she? And then she dated the other one.
She stayed long with him.
And
Britney did,
it
too.
It turned into a thing. Mm-hmm. He's Celine Dion's backup dancer. He ain't doing that much dancing. I don't remember her doing any dancing in her shows.
Yeah, nothing requires, like, high-energy dance moves. Like, none of these people would be a world of
dance. Exactly. He's probably her one dancer.
Praise dancing.
Exactly. She just got him on the payroll, honey. That's just his title.
All right, y'all. So while Celine is making the most of being a cougar, David Beckham looked like he might be having a little bit of a midlife fashion crisis.
Oh,
what's going on with him?
Well, y'all, the style icon, who is, of course, married to one of the hottest designers right now, committed the ultimate crime against fashion by stepping out wearing socks and sandals.
He must have black friends. Why?
You so racist, Gary.
No, dude, he headed to the store to get them Jordans before everybody else.
You know, no, you didn't.
But he has them on with basketball shorts. That's the black part, the basketball shorts and the tall socks.
Excuse me, y'all. Ma'am. The father of four was seen leaving the gym in Hollywood yesterday in white sports socks and red flip-flops.
Okay, so you know the play. He puts the sandals on to go to the gym, and when he gets to the gym, he puts on his, like, workout shoes.
Is a damn shame. No. Y'all gave Justin Bieber hell for what he had on. Mm-hmm. Give him hell. He should know better. He is married to Victoria Beckham. If you look at the bottom picture, the man in the car is even disappointed.
He's
look
sure?
how he looks. He's disappointed. Victoria would not approve.
All right, y'all. I probably have the most masculine story about some shade throwing available, so it's time for a tough guy version of
Grade the Shade.
So, y'all remember when LeVar Ball said that he could beat Michael Jordan in a basketball game one-on-one a few months back?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michael Jordan's usually soft-spoken if he's not crying on the internet, and he's clapped back.
Yes!
And boy, did he didn't hold back. Here's what he said in the Q&A. He said, it doesn't deserve a response, but I'm going to give it to you because you asked the question. I don't think he could beat me if I was one-legged.
Oh?
Yes, MJ.
Well, LeVar Ball is a gunslinger, always quick with the clap back, and he couldn't keep his silence, and he responded to MJ with, he tells me he could beat me with one leg. Well, guess what? I could beat him with one hand.
You know what? He's just trying to get attention. He's trying to get attention because that's Michael Jordan. He wants it to be all in the press, and that's why we talking about it, and we bringing attention to LeVar Ball.
At the end of the day, you know what? Enough of this jabber-jawing and talking back and forth about what you're going to do.
Get on the court.
Play.
Yep, that's true. Yeah.
No. Jordan needs to snuff this dude on the basketball court.
But Michael done got fat, though. He done got black and fat, honey. He kind of
got black and fat. He been black.
What that got to do with what we talking about?
He can't play no ball with that young ball man, LeVar.
You think LeVar's the dad.
I know that. The daddy once played basketball. That's why the son
But the dad and Michael are the same age, baby.
And Michael Jordan was once the greatest basketball player.
He don't know who we talking about.
He was once the greatest, but he's not the greatest.
He's trying to clean it up.
Who's better than him, Gary?
Basketball player could be the guy who played basketball once.
Who's better than him, Gary?
Huh?
Who's better than Michael?
Abdul-Jabbar.
You just know his name. That's the only other basketball player name you know from back in the day.
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison, the dead comedian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Look at your life!
All right, up next, honey, find out which TV star is about to be murdered, honey, and why no one is calling the cops. Next.
This Monday marked the opening of the Boston Wax Museum, and inside this museum are a lot of Massachusetts icons. JFK, Tom Brady, Matt Damon, and more. But visitors have noticed that Ben Affleck doesn't really look too happy to be there.
I still think there's much call for people who are into wax art anymore. Because you see Beyonce's at Madame Tussauds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was horrible. And then now this.
It looked like Matt Damon. This is sort of what he looks like these days, though. Didn't they put him in a Batman shirt? Isn't that the ultimate insult, too?
Oh.
Because the rumors are he doesn't want to play that role. But now he signed all these contracts, so now I'm Batman.
Well, I guess people complain because he had a lot of haters because he was Batman.
Listen, he's going to laugh all the way to the bank. He's going to have a ton of money. Like, smile. Who cares? You're not going to win an Oscar.
Yeah, you're going to have daredevil money now.
That's how you insult him. You put a daredevil shirt on.
Yeah, it could have been much worse, Ben.
Yeah, right. Well, the sadness continues because there has been a murder. Yeah.
What?
This is true.
What?
It's a TV murder.
Okay.
And it's on the show Kevin Can Wait.
TV was murdered. Was Heidi on it again?
No, it's Erin Hayes on Kevin Can Wait. Are you familiar with that show?
Listen, I have a hard time watching that show because I loved King of Queens so much.
It's the same show with a different title.
No, but they need Leah Remini.
She's in it.
Well, she was on the very last episode of season one.
Yeah.
And then it came out that they were getting rid of Erin Hayes to make room for Leah Remini because they loved the chemistry so much they knew they had to have those two back together and get rid of Erin Hayes. But now we know how it's going to happen, and she's going to die.
How are they doing this on a sitcom that's supposed to be wacky and kooky?
Well, CBS says, quote, the character...
She's going to die under Kevin James.
We're like, how did he not kill Leah Remini all those years? She can take it. This
Kevin can wait.
It's Kevin's weight. Suffocates her.
CBS said, quote, the character will have passed away and we will be moving forward in time, catching up at a later date.
Oh, so it would be one of those things where... like, it'll say at the bottom of the screen, 2 years later.
Now, Erin Hayes has said that she's very sad to be leaving the show, and she had no say in what happened to her character.
Do you think any actress or actor on a show, you know, to hear that you're getting let go, you're on a sitcom, I mean, that's a lot of people's dreams.
But I guess you feel safe if you're the wife on a sitcom that you're not going to die. This isn't Game of Thrones. It's Kevin Can Wait. It's like, wait a second, you're killing me off?
Yes, Erin, winter's coming. Prepare.
Well, let's say that happened here on Dish Nation, Frank, and Heidi died, for instance. How would you replace her?
Don't we have a mop around here somewhere?
Hey guys, if you've been dying for more Dish Nation, don't forget to check out the Dish Nation podcast. It's just like regular Dish Nation, but for your ears. So head to iTunes to download the podcast. And if you like what you hear, please subscribe and rate us so the producers don't have to kill one of us off the show. More Dish Nation coming up.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, scientists have determined the funniest word in the English language.
Really?
What's that?
Okay, what is it?
Well, a group of researchers from Britain's University of Warwick conducted a scientific study. They surveyed all different ages and genders of people, and they were able to come up with the one word that makes most people laugh.
Penis.
The funniest word, according to this research study, is booty.
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 Booty. Okay, yeah.
Like the way that, what's my girl from Girls Trip said it?
How she say it?
It's in my booty.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. So, do y'all remember the last time you laughed so hard that you actually cried?
You know when I laugh the hardest is late at night if I'm looking at a meme and I see somebody fall down. Now, what about you?
There's something about, like, you know, watching people get injured and you don't know if they're dead or alive. It's funny to me.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So, if a car hits somebody and they fly across the street, you watching to see if they dead or alive, and it's funny.
If a car hits somebody and they ricochet off that car to hit another car, hysterical.
If they get up. But I don't know.
So do you wait to laugh or do you laugh as it's happening?
It's funny.
Like a pause. You wait until it's okay to laugh.
Right.
All right, guys, don't forget to enter our contest to win $500. Go to dishnation.com/GarySexyWordContest. Get paid. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.